Inclusive communities. Key priorities. 1. Changing attitudes. In summary, we will promote positive attitudes and challenge negative stereotypes about people with a disability across the community to improve community inclusion. 2. Universal design. In summary, we will coordinate a whole of government policy incorporating universal design principles and immediately apply universal design approaches across a range of infrastructure programs and projects. 3. Public transport. Improve access to public transport and point-to-point transport services, including wheelchair-accessible taxis. 4. Inclusive schools. In summary, we will accommodate the needs of students with a disability through updated design standards, $20 million in funding for building improvements to schools, and also deliver 15 high-priority inclusive new government schools. Actions. 1. Building requirements. In summary, we will advocate to strengthen the National Construction Code, improve the design of new apartments, and implement our election commitment to improve domestic building regulations for older people and people with a disability. 2. Community infrastructure. In summary, we will develop good design for communities by ensuring metropolitan partnerships consider issues related to access. 5-year jobs, services, and infrastructure plans reflect investment in people with a disability, and planning processes engage people with a disability and incorporate universal design principles. 3. Government communications. In summary, we will develop an action plan to improve the accessibility of government communication and information. 4. Aboriginal self-determination. In summary, we will support self-determined place-based Aboriginal disability networks and work with Aboriginal community-controlled organisations and the NDIA to support Aboriginal communities transition to the NDIS. 5. LGBTI people. In summary, we will promote accessibility, active participation and inclusion for LGBTI people with a disability through the Pride Centre and other opportunities, including online. 6. Refugees. In summary, we will address the needs of people with a disability from refugee backgrounds, including asylum seekers, by working with partners to assess and build the responsiveness of the disability and refugee support service system in Northern Melbourne. 7. Veterans. In summary, we will work with funded bodies, including ex-service organisations, local councils and community groups, to provide information about disability access and regulation for commemorative events and war heritage restoration. 8. NDIS and diversity. In summary, we will implement strategies to support regional, rural and remote communities, Aboriginal communities, and culturally and linguistically diverse communities facing barriers through the NDIS transition.